Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs, the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. It will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed and partisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Because technology will allow it, NBC broadcasters will not be going to China to call the 2022 Winter Olympics.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. One NBC host will travel to Beijing to cover the first few days of the games before heading to Los Angeles to cover the Super Bowl. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Workers on Wednesday dismantled a giant statue of President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York City's American Museum of Natural History. The equestrian statue of Theodore Roosevelt, commissioned in 1925 and unveiled to the public in 1940, the New York City Public Design Commission voted last June to remove it. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The COVID tests that should have been ready to go this winter were not. Reports are saying President Biden's administration spent COVID testing funds on housing illegal immigrants to the tune of $2 billion, putting illegal immigrants ahead of U.S. citizens, as one congressman calling it feckless. Republican Representative Ben Klein from Virginia on Newsmax Wednesday afternoon.
This administration has handled the COVID testing scandal in a terrible way, putting lives at risk. And making Americans wonder who's at the till here, who's in charge of this administration. It's certainly not Joe Biden. His administration has been feckless and wandering when it comes to using this test money, which was allocated by Congress. And instead, he's allowed radicals in his administration to redirect this money to provide support and housing for illegal immigrants coming across the border. It's not something that Americans want to see. And I think that there's a majority in Congress right now ready to take action to make sure that taxpayers' money is spent wisely.
2-1-0. Ignition. And liftoff.
A package of 49 Starlink satellites that rode a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit Tuesday night from Florida included the 2,000th spacecraft to launch into SpaceX's broadband internet network. In all, 2,042 satellites now surround the planet. The latest Starlink mission was the 35th dedicated Falcon 9 launch to build out the network. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, you got to stop, pay attention, see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happened for so long. We didn't stop, we didn't pay attention, and here we find ourselves in this incredible, I don't know what you want to call it. But it is a mess, and it's chaotic, and no doubt we didn't get much assurance last night after 2 hours, only the second press conference that the President of the United States has held in his administration. With us right now is John Guandolo. John is a former FBI agent and also a counterterrorism expert and, of course, founder president of Understanding the Truth. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Good to be on with you again.
Hey, lots to talk about here, but first of all, your impressions of this two-hour, what some are referring to, train wreck last night.
Well, train wreck, I think, is the describes the entire regime, the Biden regime, but I think incoherent, nonsensical, and demonstrates that as our intelligence reveals is that Mr. Biden's regime is completely polluted by our adversaries who are literally writing his response points to a lot of the things going on today.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Vladimir Putin heard last night from Joe Biden? What was the takeaway for him?
Well, I think what are all of our adversaries here, that America is unwilling and incapable of, meaning this administration, of mm-hmm. doing what it takes to defend America and its sovereignty and its people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, the other takeaway for me is, you know, I was thinking, gosh, if I'm Putin, Joe Biden just gave me the red light. I mean, gave me permission, you know,
light,
to cross,
right?
The green light to cross the red line, I guess, so to speak, if you want to say that.
Yeah, I just think that the message, it seems to me, across the board, is to our adversaries, is kind of do whatever you want. You're free to do whatever you want, mm-hmm. and that to me is it's frightening.
Well, and then you consider what he had to say about COVID, still holding this hard line. And meanwhile, I mean, he's not even aware of the breaking news and how things are developing regarding mask and new assessment by the CDC and everything. And he's still talking yesterday's news. And it's like, did anybody stop and give him an update as to what was going on, especially as it related to COVID?
Well, right. But I think we need to. This has been a I would just remind your audience, when you have these kind of major information operations, which is what this is, I don't believe it's accidental that what Mr. Biden said and what he continues to say appears to be contradictory to what CDC is now putting out. The CDC knew 2 years ago that masks don't work regarding the spread, the community-wide spread of influenza or SARS-CoV-2. I mean, just the CDC already knew that. So why the shift now? And I think it's because Western leaders are seeing people have now figured it out. And so they're trying to to do damage control and backpedal enough to save their own butts.
Well, yeah, the United Kingdom comes out and says, hey, forget about masks. Israel, you know, two of our staunchest allies, pretty much just said, look at, again, telling us the very thing that we knew all along, and that was natural immunity is better than vaccination.
That's right. And again, are we, people like you and I and your audience, are we going to buy off on the lie that this is some new revelation to the CDC and to NIH and to the people in charge, that masks have never worked? The purpose of a mask, read the box. It says it on the surgical mask box. It's not meant for influenza or that kind of stuff, not meant for it. You know, I was an advanced capability medic in the FBI for 10 years. I can tell you the reason we wear masks and glasses is to protect ourselves from blood and vomitus and things like that. Not influenza virus. So when you again, 100 times I've had the personal experience of asking somebody, so do you know these masks don't work? And the answer has been always the same. Hey, it's just the rules. Just follow them. Hey, screw you. That's not the answer. That's tyranny right there. And you're a part of it. Well, I'm just doing my job. No, you're not. You're actually not. You're a tyrant, and you're acting on behalf of a tyrant. And we need to start treating people that act like this way, because they're enemies of liberty. They're not just doing their job. They're not just going along to get along.
John, are we getting to that point where the American people, the world for this matter, I mean, you know, it's outrageous what's going on. You know, reading yesterday, Austria, you know, the fines that they're leveling upon, you know, 3,600 euros, like a $50,000 fine for not being vaccinated. Greece is fining people, I think, 50 euros, 100 euros if you're 60 plus or something. Italy, Quebec, Philippines, you go to jail. You don't pass go collect $200. Philippines, you just go straight to jail. I mean, with all these tyrannical moves upon the people that they are supposed to serve, I sense that there is going to be a response that is going to be uncontainable, you know, by these ruling elites who thought, hey, look, we've got them right where we want them right now, whether you're talking about Macron or you're talking about Trudeau up in Canada. They all think that they know better. And guess what? The people are figuring the ruse out, and they're saying, wait, how dare you? How dare you scare us like this, take advantage, and do this to us? I think that there's going to be hell to be paid.
Well, I agree with you. I certainly think that our assessment is that. Is that you just, I'm not sure I can put any better than you. It's not containable at this point. If you watch, the only place, one of the few places in the world, there haven't been, you know, 200,000-300,000 or more people marching has been the United States. I mean, we've seen it all over Europe. It's pretty incredible. Yes, I think the people are angry, very angry. And now that people are being arrested the way this is, but it's happening in New York City too. I'm watching it in the United States, and people are tolerating it. It's amazing.
Well, I think part of it that might be coloring this a little bit, John, is what happened on January the 6th. The people, you know, the elites took full advantage. They put, you know, all kinds of pressure on everyday citizens for exercising their constitutional rights and responsibility. And so this was a learning opportunity for the minions. This is what happens when you step out of line. When you step out of line, we're going to throw you into jail. You can't pass go. You're going to go straight to solitary confinement. You will be blighted. We will take over your business, and you will be totally bankrupt. You better learn this lesson really well, because we're not messing around, are we?
Nope, that is exactly the lesson, and that's exactly what they're doing.
And that's maybe why America is cowering right now, sadly so. But we're revolutionaries at heart, so we'll see what happens. More from John Guandola after this.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Well, another obvious omission of last night's 2 hour conversation with the president, or press conference, if you want to put it that, is that John Guandola, nothing said about crime. Didn't want to talk about crime. Well, here it is. I mean, in the things that people are most concerned with in this country seem to be omitted, by the media there. And even when the president is, you know, of course, he asked these rhetorical questions and challenging the people, almost insulting them. You know, just tell me that there's another president that's done a better job, you know, than I've done. Like, you know, like somebody's going to stand up and say, well, yeah, let me give you a list of them and off with your head, buddy. What's not going to happen?
Right. It reminds me of when the referee in the football game, you know, basically, you know, when everybody starts to play and the center doesn't hike the ball, he's like, you know, illegal procedure, you know, the entire offense except the center. It's like that. It's like, who's a better president than me? Everybody, even Jimmy Carter, you know. We're even giving him a pass on this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a bit comical. I did want to talk about January 6th. You know, this is that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that everybody wants to dance around. And, you know, like everything else that we're talking about, whether it's COVID, the running of our government, the incompetency of national security issues, it's like the veil. It's like we're going to have a great reveal that it's about to be exposed in this country. And I think one of those is going to be associated with really what happened in the 2020 elections, because they're still finding out more information, whether it's, you know, Georgia finding, you know, tape evidence of people stuffing the ballot box. Wisconsin is now saying, whoop, we found. I mean, all this stuff now slowly but surely is coming out. And you know, I mentioned, maybe the last time that you and I talked, that some of the motivation might be because of the increasing incompetence of this administration. People are just throwing up their hands and going, okay, you know, we're not going to stop it anymore. We're just going to let the truth come forth. And I think that January 6th may be one of those things. And, of course, we saw this past week where you had the deputy from the FBI come to the Hill, and she basically straight-armed and avoided and obfuscated, you know, to me, easy answers. You know, was the FBI involved or not? You know, nope, can't answer. Nope, don't know. Can't answer, you know. So those glaring omissions in the testimony by her just raised more credibility for people, you know, talking about these things that heretofore have been, you know, considered to be conspiratorial.
Well, so there's so much in this to talk about. So first, let me just say for your listeners, there is a very well done documentary called Capital Punishment. Capital, like U.S. Capital, spelled T-O-L at the end. And it's Capital Punishment, themovie.com is where you can see it. And I know the director. I've known him for years. I was interviewed for this because I was in Washington, D.C. Prior to and on January 6th and after. And it's very well done. So if you want a huge glimpse of the truth about January 6th, I would encourage you all to look at that. There is something, you know, the reality is the FBI is not going to comment on ongoing investigations. And so there's a part of that. It's the way that the questions are being asked that they kind of put the FBI up against the wall. And you just, there are other ways to go at this. Because the real question is, were your assets and FBI agents provocateurs like they were, with the governor in Michigan, where you actually
yes.
created, those are the kinds of questions that we want to know. Okay, they're not.
Can they answer those, John? Can they answer that question?
Not in open session, probably. So a lot of that, and the congressmen know this, so a lot of this is for show on both sides of the political aisle. But in private, the people that hold the purse strings for the FBI can say, listen, we're not giving you another dime. You're not getting any money until you do this. In other words, we're not even going to give the DOJ money until this gets, however they want to do it. There are ways
yes.
to put serious pressure on the FBI
to cough up. And you say, well, because they're not going to answer it on national television. Mm. But behind,
of course not, and they're not, and it's not going to happen under this administration.
No.
Well, under Democratic rule in the House and Senate, it's not going to happen.
Right, and I can tell you the men and women that I still talk to inside the FBI and retired FBI agents, you know, very competent retired FBI agents, they will tell you it is a disaster inside, and they're actually personally wrestling with the question of, you know, am I now part of something that is being used for tyranny against my own, you know, citizens?
And we're going back to what you said earlier. Yeah, we're going back to what you said earlier. People who are telling you to wear a mask, and you know, you're complicit with the tyrannical movement, right?
That's right. At some point, yeah. You know, and we learned this. We've learned it throughout history. But the easiest example is the Nuremberg trials. You don't get to say, and you never get to say, I was just following orders and I was doing this immoral, unlawful thing. But I was told to do it, so that's my excuse. And so
exactly.
I'm telling you to do it, and so that's my excuse. And so that is a point of real friction, like I saw in this example in this video going around of, you know, these three people walking into a restaurant and making a stink to the owner of the restaurant, saying you're not, you know, your people in this restaurant aren't wearing masks. You're not wearing a mask. And she's like, get the hell out of my restaurant. You want to fight. And these kinds of things, these are the friction points that are going to be, we're going to see some of this boil over, where people are going to say, I've had enough of you people. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Bill, if you look at the latest Rasmussen poll where you have huge percentages of people who are Democrat voters, this is not just the Democrat elite. People that have D's after their name, in you know, 20, 30, 45% of them saying, you know, we should detain people who are unvaccinated. We should put you know, people jail who are unvaccinated. These people are dangerous lunatics, but they are lockstep with tyranny. These people are no different than Stalinists and Nazis. That's exactly what they are. And the
Good
American
point.
People are seeing that. So how, at this point, do we avoid a real conflict? I do not know.
Well, we've been on a verge of another American revolution for quite a while, John. And whatever that looks like, it seems like every day it seems more and more inevitable. Like you say, the tension is building up in such a way. I mean, like you say, these numbers, I mean, these are our fellow citizens, fellow Democrats, who think because you haven't been vaccinated that you're going to go into a FEMA camp. I mean, that's absurd. Hey, real quick, we only got about a minute, a little over a minute left. The Oath Keepers. Tell our audience about the Oath Keepers, who they are. I mean, I believe they're being misrepresented, at least from my understanding of who they are and what they represent.
Well, the Oath Keepers as an organization was created to basically say, hey, when you take an oath of office, it has no expiration date. And we're here as, you know, an organization to say that the oath of office to the Constitution, the fidelity to the Constitution matters. So that's kind of what the organization is. But of course, we've got some very serious issues with the organization because some of the people that have been in the news, certainly of late, and some of the leadership are certainly appear to be assets for the FBI. That are, you know, not working on behalf of the citizens and the mission of Oath Keepers. That's what
exactly
all the evidence points to.
Well, good. I'm glad you're bringing that out a little bit because I believe the mainstream media has made their own narrative about the Oath Keepers, and they're being misrepresented on so many levels, like the rest of us, for that matter. John Guandola, we thank you. Appreciate it. He's the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent with UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected President Trump's executive privilege and will now send his administration's records to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Democrat Senator Zoe Lofgren from California on MSNBC.
We'll be getting the visitors' logs, the call logs, the outtakes from the videos that he made as people were trying to talk him into asking the mob to leave the Capitol. And it will help us put together the picture of what happened leading up to the riot and on the day of the riot.
Senate Republicans blocked President Biden's self-proclaimed and partisan voting rights legislation Wednesday night. Two Democrat senators, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, joined the GOP in opposing changes to the 60-vote filibuster rule. The vote failed by a 52-48 count. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Or maybe I should sound like Joe Biden. 28 minutes before. I don't understand the whispering. Do you? He does that from time to time. I don't know. I mean, he runs the whole gamut, you know, of being incensed and almost like he was disciplining. He was like, I'm the teacher. I'm the one in charge here. Is disciplining some of the media. It's just, you know, amusing, I guess, if you wanted to be amused or if you're so easily amused. Hey, we're back with you. Salih Hudayir, the Prime Minister of the East Turkestan Government in Exile, joins us. Salih, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How are you? How's the family doing?
Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
Well, Salih, you know, ever since you and I have, you know, come to meet each other and have you here on the show, I mean, my heart continues to ache for the Uyghurs and what's going on. And, you know, my prayer near daily for the East Turkestan Uyghurs that are being held there in concentration camps. You know, we keep trying to, you know, keep our audience aware of what's going on. The human tragedy that is taking place there. And it's all, you know, I believe it's coming to a head. I want to believe this because God cannot allow this to go on. You know, it's just absolutely abhorrent to life and to humanity. And here we are. We got the Beijing Olympics. There's been some controversy here in the United States. I think it should be a lot more heated. For the sake of, people want to argue, well, we've got these people, that spent all their lives to participate in the Olympics and, they should continue to do this. Well, wait a minute. What's hanging in the balance? I can appreciate somebody's worked hard, and I've been an athlete all my life. And I respect all the hard work that goes into it. But I would hope that I would not, being put in that same situation, that I would subordinate people's suffering and abuse for the sake of, an award at an Olympic game. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I mean, We have been, urging athletes, we have been urging governments across the world to, boycott the Genocide Games or the mm-hmm. Beijing 2022 Winter Games because it's attending it, one, gives China prestige, two, it sends the wrong signal, and China will continue to engage in genocide, and we don't want to see that happen.
Why is it that people cannot see that their participation gives compliance and acceptability to what China is doing? Because I would think that if it was happening here in the United States, if it was happening in their countries directly, there might be a different tenor, a different response.
Well, I mean, there's multiple reasons. You have, different views, different opinions on the issue of, human rights, different moral values held by different, people from across the world. But the fact that, this is being led, this boycott is being led by the United States is the fact that, America has a longstanding value against, oppression. In fact, America was found on the fact of, providing refuge, of being a place for freedom, and all of this. And this is why America is leading this push to boycott the Olympics. But many countries are not really, unfortunately, other than a few European countries, many have not heeded to this call.
Yeah. Well, clearly it speaks of China's ties in every area of commerce, the entertainment industry, countries around the world. They're beholden to China, and they don't necessarily want to bite the hand that feeds them, and they're willing to go along to get along. But even what's more dangerous is how it is changing people's viewpoint. We heard this past weekend an NBA partner, the Golden State Warriors, honestly sharing his heart about the Uyghurs. Of course, he realizes everyone doesn't agree. And, but the thing is that concerns me is that this wasn't something that he just, it was an accidental statement that kind of slipped out. I mean, the way and manner in which he put it forth in that interview is something that was quite rehearsed, something that he's repeated many times. He's probably in a silo of other like-minded people that feel the same thing, that says, really, I don't care about the Uyghurs. I'm not concerned. And he spoke the truth, and he spoke it out. And the thing is that we, as fair-minded Americans, the rest of us who don't believe that and that we're outraged by that, need to realize that this isn't just one anomaly or one person that feels this way. I mean, this is a billionaire who's involved in business, he's involved in entertainment, and he spoke what was in his heart, and America needs to hear this loud and clear, and maybe assess their own value. Do they feel the same way? Do they side with this guy and thinking that the Uyghurs don't matter?
No, absolutely. Just like you said, I mean, this is unfortunately a sad reality. It's a view that is held by many people, especially elites, corporations, large businesses, and even some politicians. This is why there has been, sadly, no strong actions, meaningful actions taken to help the Uyghurs. It's been over 6 years since China started these camps back in 2016, officially starting the genocide, and nothing meaningful has been done to, prevent and punish and end this genocide.
6 years. This is amazing. Solly, any idea, any number in terms of people, how many people have suffered, how many, how many abortions, forced abortions have taken place, how much in actual number of organ harvesting that has happened? Any idea whatsoever on that?
Yes. So we know that over 3 million people were sent to the concentration camps. In fact, it might be even upwards of 8 million. The Chinese government itself stated that every year that they sent 1.29 million people, starting from 2014, actually, to so-called vocational re-education, which is a euphemism for the concentration camps.
Right.
In addition to that, as far as the number of people that have been, the innocent babies that have been aborted. We have, official statements from the Chinese government stating that between 1979 and 2009, they aborted prevented 3.7 million illegal births within East Turkestan. After 2009, we don't have a clear number, but it's somewhere in the millions. We know that, according to the Chinese government itself, they, forcibly sterilized over 360,000 women in order to, prevent, again, illegal births. They have forcibly taken over 890,000 children from their families, and sent them to state-run schools and orphanages to be raised as loyal atheists. Chinese communist citizens denouncing their Uyghur identity, their religion, etc. And as far as the organ harvesting, we know that just within the past few years, organ harvesting officially based on the organ transplant data was 10,000 annually.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from the Prime Minister in exile, Solly Hoda, here. Stay with us.
Mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. And the financing law. Number 603-77. Equal opportunity. Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Deep breath.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry. Back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
you need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're talking with the Prime Minister in Exile, Saleh Hulier, of the East Turkestan government and the founder of the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. And our prayer and objective here is to awaken America. To not be in the position like the Germans were as the Holocaust was taking place, and they just turned up the music and didn't want to hear people crying. But we have people crying in East Turkestan. Human beings like you and me, whose children have been taken away from them. Forced abortions have taken place. The inhumane treatment and the violation of natural human rights that every human being has a right to. And yet, we want to give consideration to President Xi and the Chinese communists. Consideration and accommodation. And they have bought their way in accommodating this, in quieting, you know, whether we're talking football players, basketball players, entertainment in the United States, governments around the country, they're forcing them in a way, compelling them in a way to turn their heads and ignore the human rights abuse that are taking place in China. For what? For money? I mean, this is what you do. You sell your fellow human being, your fellow man. Now, they may not live in our zip code, and they may not live in our country, but here it is, you know, on one hand, which is so disgusting, you know, in a sense, when you follow this logic, you have this movement for a one-world government, and if you think in terms of a one-world people, because we're all of one blood, as Dr. Alveda King continues to say, and I agree with her, we are of one blood, then wait a minute, somehow that's inappropriate and that doesn't count. This is absolutely outrageous, and kind of like what John Guandola was saying earlier with the people that want to promote mass tyrannies. You know, it's not my job, it's not my response, I'm just doing my job. You know, come on here. You know, we have to stand up and count for something. And we have to take a stand against this immoral Holocaust and abuse of fellow human beings that's taken place. And as Saleh was pointing out, I don't know if you're aware of this. I mean,
890,000 children? I mean, if your children was in that group of people, what would that do to your heart, your very soul? Taken away from their parents so they can be indoctrinated, so they can be, you know, faithful communists and, you know, abandon their culture, abandon their God and their belief system in order to totally be sold out for the communists and fully indoctrinated. And the innumerable forced abortions that have taken place. Sully, you mentioned in the midst of all this darkness for the last 6 years that have been perpetrated particularly on the Uyghurs. But there is some hope, you say, out of France, right?
Yes. Earlier this morning, actually, in France, the French National Assembly, which is the French Parliament, they passed a motion officially recognizing China's atrocities against the Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples as a genocide, and urging the French government to do the same.
Wow. Well, that is one step in the right direction, and there needs to be more governments, you know, coming alongside and putting the pressure on China. You know, Beijing Olympics, the genocide Olympics or not, notwithstanding, we're talking about humanity here. And what does the world stand for? You're going to stand for an award and for your national anthem? Well, you know, how many miles away are the Uyghurs being encamped from where the Beijing Olympics are taking place, Solly?
I mean, East Turkestan is actually about over 2,000 miles away from Beijing. It's just quite far. But, you know, there are Uyghurs, presumably, that are being held in prisons and even forced labor camps in areas around Beijing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no doubt. But, you know, 2,000 miles, we're talking, you know, I'm in Florida. I grew up in California. So we're talking roughly the distance between Florida and California. And it's not like people on the East Coast say that California is not part of our country. All that to say that it's still, I mean, we're talking that this is happening in our world, and here we are, we're 2,000 miles away, we're in the country where this kind of genocide, this kind of abuse of human rights is taking place, and I don't know how you stand on a platform and accept award and validate the Chinese when they're doing this right in front of everybody. How do you ignore this? And I'm so grateful for you. You've championed this from day one. You've been here, and I'm grateful for this platform and this independent network that we have, that we can talk about this, because I know in some places, even in our own country, they don't want to talk about it. Just like with, you know, with Chamath Palihapitiya, you know, who is this partner for the Golden State Warriors, and his ridiculous statement that he made. You know, the outrage came pretty quick, but also I noticed that how quick it got tamped down. You know, they want to make that go away as quickly as possible. And the people who think like him are like cockroaches. You know, the light came on and they're scrambling right now to hide and get away from the affiliation of such a heartless statement as he made. Solly, what do you say?
We're happy to see that the NBA Warriors and even Virgin Galactic have, you know, came out and made these statements distancing themselves from Chamath Palihapitiya's statements. However, we're a bit, you know, discouraged by those statements, because neither of those statements, whether it was by the Warriors or by Virgin Galactic, mentioned the Uyghurs. They both failed to mention the Uyghurs, and so they, in a way, avoided even, you know, addressing the issue at hand. And this is very discouraging. We hope that, you know, this does not happen again in the future. We hope that other companies, you know, other elites don't make similar, you know, statements, even if they have such views, you know, at least keep it in private. Don't discourage other people, you know, and don't, you know, make these vile statements in public.
Sully, they don't know who the Uyghurs are. Tell them who the Uyghurs are.
The Uyghurs are a beautiful, you know, peace-loving people who have lived in East Turkestan, you know, for with a history of almost, you know, over 6,000 years. They have been, you know, calling Turkestan home, and in about 1949 is when the Chinese communists invaded East Turkestan, taking it over and colonizing it, leading to the present genocide that we are facing today.
Well, East Turkestan had something that the Chinese wanted. Explain to our audience what natural resources were there in East Turkestan that China wanted and since has gotten their hands on.
East Turkestan is rich in natural and mineral resources. It's roughly about one-fifth of the present territories of what is the so-called People's Republic of China. So a very large territory, rich in oil, natural gas, coal, uranium, gold, lithium, and other iron, nickel, and other resources. In fact, East Turkestan's wind power and energy, you know, is what powers over 300 cities inside mainland China. And this is one reason that China does not want to let go of it. Another reason is the fact that East Turkestan is strategically located. Historically, you know, East Turkestan lies in the center of what is then known, what is presently known as the ancient, you know, Silk Road. It is what has been connecting East versus West. And East Turkestan's people, from this, you can see we have a unique, you know, makeup in terms of our features, in terms of our culture, because of the mixture of East and West. So it's a bridge between two different, you know, types of ideologies, types of, you know, mainstream cultures. And, you know, it's important for trade and commerce. East Turkestan neighbors over 11 countries, including China, Russia, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tibet, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Mongolia. And because of this, it also sits on the cornerstone of China's modern-day Belt and Road Initiative for geopolitical expansionism.
About a minute left here, Sully, to wrap things up. We know the Uyghurs are being, you know, used for forced labor, and they're producing products that people here in the United States, unbeknownst maybe, and they need to realize that they're becoming complicit in this this human rights issue that's happening there in East Turkestan. I'm going to let you wrap it up. 25 seconds left.
We hope that all the people across the world, you know, especially with the Beijing Olympics coming up, that, you know, they boycott at least watching the Beijing Olympics, boycott all the companies that are, you know, promoting the Beijing Olympics, that are sponsoring.
Sully, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. He's the Prime Minister.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 70